This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of Punch Up the Jam, live from Austin, is brought to you by SiriusXM Radio. Amazing happens here all the time, with over 150 channels of commercial-free music, plus sports, plus talk, plus comedy, plus entertainment, plus news, plus way more. It's time to start exploring with SiriusXM. And right now, you can try it for 2 months with absolutely no obligations by going to SiriusXM.com/HeadGum. That's SiriusXM.com/HeadGum. One more time, that's SiriusXM.com/HeadGum.
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for coming. We are your hosts. I am Miel Bredo.
I'm Demi Adijuibe.
That's right. We've decided to switch for this day and this day alone.
And now that bit ends.
Yeah.
Who here has heard of the podcast? Who knows what we do?
Oh, thank God. That's going to make this all so much easier because we still don't know how to explain what the fuck this is.
Yeah.
Who here has no idea what the show is?
Woo!
Oh.
I appreciate your honesty.
Just a large gathering of men who I presume were brought here by their friends. Thank you all so much for coming. This is, of course, a podcast called Punch Up the Jam.
What we do here is we find hit songs, probably, and then we try to make them better. And try is the operative word.
Yes. Our hit rate is currently zero?
Yeah. I will say just a little about me and what qualifies me to do this podcast. I went to the wrong airport and missed my flight yesterday.
Yeah.
So I am extremely qualified.
Morning.
Are you gonna stand the whole time?
I wasn't feel like gonna, but now I'm feeling powerful. So I might.
I'm not a kink shamer, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. It's the afternoon. Now, I'm sure a lot of you have no idea what song we're doing today, and that's by design.
Yeah, because we wanted to make it a little surprise, because I think you're gonna like it.
Oh, I know you're not. We also wanted to keep it a surprise because we were like, none of you wanna hear this song for an hour. Because a lot of people don't like this song.
Listen, I'm just saying, once the beat drops, you're going to all bob your heads. I don't care how you say you feel about it, your body feels a different way.
Yeah, you'll be frowning. Why not just introduce the song?
You ready? Round of applause. Yep. Thank you.
Oh, we're lucky. We got ourselves a bunch of Lou Bega heads out here tonight.
Okay, guys, who knows what that song's called?
Mambo Number 5.
I appreciate the woos. I was expecting you to say it. It is Mambo
Number
5.
I was not expecting a single woo for Mambo Number 5.
And it's by Lou Bega. Does anyone remember what year that song came out?
Ooh, big Bega head over here.
That guy.
1999, that is correct.
I'm going to refer to you for the rest of these notes, so I don't have my phone.
Is that Lou Bega? There's no way to confirm. We haven't seen him in 19 years now.
I want to say that up top, the craziest thing to me about Lou Bega is that he's German. From Germany.
Yeah, you can really hear it in the song.
Not at all.
No.
Is this the music he grew up listening to? He just went to Miami a couple times. I was like, yeah, this is my brand now.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one of those tiny mustaches. That's me, bro. why else is this in English? I kind of feel like it'd be better in German.
I was about to sing the first numbers, and I was like, I don't know shit about German. Does anyone know five
German
numbers in German?
You're just saying gibberish.
Eins, zwei, side drive the five.
Already, I feel like that's a good punch-up.
Yeah, we fixed it. Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight.
No.
All right, give us some facts about Mambo Number 5.
I have so many facts about this song. I didn't know. I mean, it makes sense. It's so popular, but, I didn't know any of this. I think this is a great testament to choosing this song for a live episode you paid money for. Rolling Stone ranked it 6th in the world's most annoying songs.
There are 5 songs more annoying than this?
Actually, it was 20 most annoying, so there was 5 songs more annoying, but also 14 less annoying.
I believe that there are a billion less annoying than this.
Maybe true. Okay. Another fun fact is that a lot of people have done, I don't want to say covers because they've changed the words, but they've done family-friendly versions.
So many. I think the most famous one is the Disney one.
No, dude. The most famous one is the Bob the Builder one,
what?
Which is a British cartoon who sings as if he's a singer, and it's a cartoon.
You said British cartoon as if it's like, that's crazy, they do that.
Actually, I should rephrase. I don't know that he's British. Full disclosure, I have never watched Bob the Builder. I'm almost 30.
Yeah, he's British.
But in the UK, it was a number one hit. Just like soak that in for a second. A cartoon singing a construction-related version of Mambo Number 5 had the power to hit number one in the UK.
Anything goes across the pond. If you give them anything, they're just like, fuck, we get one?
Yeah. Yeah, you were born in London.
I know.
So...
Claim
your people. What the
so
fuck?
So anyway, that song is our national anthem now.
I didn't actually listen to it, but I'm pretty sure it's like, I like construction and hard hats and nails and hammers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the
fuck. A little bit of T-bars on this beam. It's literally just that with other different shapes.
I wish I had. Okay, so there's also a Disney version Demi mentioned.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one. What is that like?
Okay, that is the one that I knew the most before knowing this song.
Wait, what?
Yes. So
you're only 3 years younger than me. How
correct.
Is this possible?
Because in the next 3 years, they probably just like wiped it off the face of the earth. No, they used to play all the time on Disney Channel. And it was also just like they got rid of the gin and juice and any reference to women. And they were just like, I like Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy, and Pluto. And it was like, we all just fucking ate it up. Like, yeah, those are people we know.
But that kind of offends me because I'm like, he doesn't explicitly say anything about the women other than he likes them.
Correct.
So like, why are we censoring women's names? That feels kind of wrong for me.
It's not censoring it. It's just changing them all into cartoon people.
And none of them women.
Minnie.
I just drop the mic and walk away.
And then you pick it back up because you realize you're wrong.
I'm so sorry. I'm getting mad about nothing.
All right.
My middle name. So it's actually, I don't want to say cover again, but this song is not the original version of the song.
Yeah.
Lubega took a Mambo standard by, I'm going to say this wrong, Damaso Perez Prado.
Yep.
He was like an old musician back in like the 40s. And the dude named it Mambo Number 5 because he wrote so many little tunes that he like ran out of titles. So he has like 8 Mambos.
It's like when you make a bunch of things in Photoshop and
yeah.
then you have to save it like untitled 10.
Right. Or like just like one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's a clip from that song.
It doesn't have words, which makes it so much better.
It's better.
Punched up. This is unpunchable as far as I'm concerned.
It's a terrific song. This might just be the Unpunchable Jam.
Maybe we should just play that and not talk. That might be more enjoyable than the
rest
of the
podcast. Yeah, you guys want to have paid for that?
So he actually got sued because he tried to make the song without giving him any kind of writing credit because I guess in Germany that's like something you can do. It's fine. He lost. So now that guy has a credit too.
Yeah.
But handily, I have 2 more facts and these are, I've saved the most fun for last. Asked if he had a favorite, Bega replied, my favorite one is Sandra. That's why she was the one.
What?
In the sun. So.
I don't get to why that's fucking crazy, but that's fucking
also,
crazy.
Also, like, the way this is phrased, it feels like as if there's, like, a silent, like, of course it's Sandra. Like,
well,
as if that's obvious information.
You know what it means when you have a lady in the sun.
Also, like, did you have to tell us? I didn't need to know that.
Yeah, the mystery is ruined now.
I wanted Sandra to be the one, but I also wanted Pamela. You know what I mean?
It was never going to be Pamela.
Okay, but I have saved the most fun fact for last.
Oh, please, hit us with it.
This is fucking true. I fact-checked this. I went through 3 sources to make sure this was true. It's why I went to the wrong airport, if you must know. The song was initially selected as the theme song of the 2000 Democratic National Convention. I'm assuming everyone here was alive in 2000. You remember the political climate at that time for the Democrats? Okay. Remember, like, maybe there's a little bit of, like, I don't know, news about, like, I don't know, Monica's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they had to last minute scrap that plan because a little bit of Monica with a Bill Clinton event.
Although, if he came out, like, playing saxophone and singing it, I think they would have won.
You think you could have turned that around?
A little bit of Monica in my life. Although, a little more Monica in my
life. Already you're wrong.
A little less Hillary in my life. A little more Monica in my life.
Honestly, it's a solid plan except for the fact that this is explicitly and named out as a trumpet and not a saxophone.
A saxophone.
It doesn't have the same weight.
It doesn't work.
So those are all the fun facts I have. I'm actually ready to just get into the tune if you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
So right off the bat, we got some fucking work to do. How many songs do you have to introduce the name of the song, like, as it starts?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lucky, and my name is Britney Spears.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Hey Jude.
He had no confidence, especially people are already clapping in the song.
And
it
also, he didn't even come up with that name. It's not like he has anything to be proud of.
It almost is like he's announcing a cover and then playing a completely different song.
Yeah, right. I love the clapping. He's like, guys, this is what we call music.
The very next clip, it starts with a bonch, bonk that you heard. Do we have anything to say about that?
Other than it's amazing, no.
It is. It's one of those earworms that now either makes you instantly happy or very angry.
I also feel like you could give me like all of the equipment they used to make that sound and infinite amount of time and I could never make that sound.
Really?
I don't know what that sound is.
It's like...
Bleh, is it like a bass?
It feels like a Casio keyboard if you're just like, I'm turning all of the settings on. Bonch, 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 ba-bomp.
That impression was uncanny.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
Sounds like you did the Foley work on this song.
Look, I chose this song for a reason. I want my due credit.
Fair enough, fair enough.
All right, so the very first lyrics of the song are...
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna...
There's a lot to unpack here.
I have an immediate nitpick that really makes me mad every time I hear this song, and it's that he says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride. Just say drive. It fucking rhymes with 5. It makes me so unfathomably angry, and I know it's so dumb, but it's like, thank you, thank you. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's drive to the liquor store around the fucking corner.
Also, like, the fact that he so quickly jumps into, like, let's go get drunk. The song just started.
All right, I counted. What are we doing now?
It's almost as if he's like, you're gonna need to be drunk to hear the rest of this song.
Yeah. Also, it's around the corner.
Why are you driving?
Walk.
Why are you driving, Lubega? Do you hate the planet?
And also, then
who's everybody? He says the boys.
Everybody in the car.
So the boys.
Yeah,
the boys.
All the boys.
Want some gin and juice.
But I really don't wanna. That's peer pressure, man.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, cut those friends.
Also, I'm wondering, too, is it like, I don't want to drink anymore, and they keep making me...
Drink, you pussy. Do it.
Or is he just like, you guys, gin and juice, I want a mojitos. Like, I don't know what's happening here. He didn't give me enough information, but simultaneously gave me too much.
Well,
you know
he kind
I mean?
Of addresses that in the very next line, where he says, I really don't want to.
Be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap.
So he doesn't want a beer bust like he did last week.
I Googled beer bust.
Is it a thing?
Apparently.
Oh.
But it's like a party where you only have beer. So I don't think that's what he meant, right?
Maybe.
Because like if you go to a party, you're like, oh, I'm only going to have beer here. This is a real beer bust. I don't.
Those Germans and their slang.
I don't think that he was trying to say a real phrase.
I don't
think he knew what he was saying.
He just had, like, alliteration cued to go.
But then my favorite line of the song.
I must stay deep because talk is cheap.
You know, so let me get this straight. First, you were like, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Welcome.
And I was like, okay, here we go. And then you're like, I'm going to go get shit-faced with my bros. And I was like, okay, that I don't think that involves me. That's all right. And then you're like, I don't want to drink anymore and they're making me. And I'm like, okay. It's fine. It's got a nice beat.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let that happen. And then you're like, I gotta stay deep because talk is cheap. Like, I'm half expecting, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's happening. Suddenly he just became like an existential crisis in the middle of his little mambo.
Yeah, he was writing like four different songs, then was like, all right, so this one's about my depression. Can I just keep a line in?
Just one line.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever.
I mean, it rhymes, so yeah.
So it's good now. The very next line.
Okay.
Here we go.
I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter.
So
there, finally he's like, this is what you think the song is about. I'm actually going to talk about that.
Yeah,
now.
I've gotten over my whole drinking problem and depression thing now.
Yeah.
Let's get to
everything
the girls.
Else was just set up. And you just it was just exposition for you to fully enjoy these women's names, I'm just going to say.
So if Sandra is his favorite and he says, as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter, why not end it with
that
Sandra?
That was a different Sandra.
Oh, right. Okay.
There's two.
Sandra is the nickname for Rita.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's right. I call her Sandra too, just because I like Sandra so much. Also, I don't know that they're getting sweeter. Why'd you tell me you know they're getting... I didn't know that.
Oh, you know they're getting sweeter.
That's also just so mean to all the women's names you just said.
Yeah,
you're like, don't worry, I'm saving the best for last.
Imagine, like, there's a long list of women, and then at the end he says, and you know they're getting sweeter, and, like, your name was first, and you're like, oh.
Thanks, I guess.
What does that mean? Well, you said a lot after Angela. Okay, so the very next line.
So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport.
So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord.
About what? About your drinking problem, about how no one else wants to stay deep, about just women that you, I guess, know.
Yeah, he didn't really mention a problem before going, what can I do?
About what? You didn't even say I have too many girlfriends. He was like, uh-oh, I called my side chick. I meant to call my main chick. I don't know what's wrong.
He went, there are four women, and there's clearly a hierarchy of which one is the best. But what do I do?
My lord.
My lord.
Which, okay, sidebar, I wasn't going to talk about this. Because
I'm
like,
glad you are.
It's like, I don't like talking about religion in a way that could seem that I was shitting on it, because I'm totally not.
Remember, we're in Texas.
I know.
I'm kidding.
I hope you think this is as funny as I do. I Googled Lou Bega now just to see what's going on. And a YouTube video came up, so of course I had to watch it. It was 20 minutes.
Which is two Mambo number fives.
And I guess they made some movie about, like, listen, don't be mad at me. I don't know. I guess about, like, adults finding Jesus or something. Or, like, late baptisms. I don't know. I didn't watch the documentary. But the point is, it's a 20-minute interview with Lou Bega about the movie. So I can only assume he was a subject in the movie. And he says, and again, this isn't a shot at religion. It's just that the man that sang this song also said these things. It's so funny to me. He said that his life has changed the most because now he leaves a seat for Jesus at the table. And I was like, amazing, that's awesome. And then he was like, so I just eat dinner with the creator of the world. I'll be the first one to say I don't know a ton about religion, but, like, that doesn't sound right to me.
Is it, like, every night?
He said every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Seems very busy for God.
Also, Jesus. He said Jesus.
Oh, well, then he's not understanding who the creator of the... Never mind.
That's what I'm saying. I think maybe he missed, because he says my Lord here, so maybe this was, like, foreshadowing about the path he was going to take. Or maybe this was just, again, he, like, misunderstood...
I like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Anyways, I wish him the best. Lou Bega, whatever you need to do, man.
We love you, Lou. Call us.
Yeah.
626-935-9008. That's somebody's number. We didn't even mention. So he says to him, flirting is just like a sport.
Oh, we skipped that one.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean?
You ever play a sport with four balls at once?
Yeah, juggling.
Good point. I rescind my argument. To me, flirting is just like juggling. That makes sense.
Yeah,
next line.
Juggling.
Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump it. Please sing in the trumpet.
Anything fly, it's all good. Let me dump it. Please set in the trumpet.
Does he mean the women he wants to dump?
I don't know what he means. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me dump it. Please set in the trumpet.
This, to me, sounds like someone in a full-blown existential crisis just saying words to sound like they're a normal person.
He's like, look, I got to get to the end of this verse, and then I get to talk about the trumpet again, so let's do this.
He's literally just, like, scrambling to be like, just seem normal. Just seem like you have your shit together. It's all good. Let me dump it. Oh,
yeah, Pretend you didn't drink with the boys. Wink, wink.
I said I didn't want to. It's not my fault that I'm shit-faced for this recording. And also wrote no lyrics ahead of time.
Also, he loves the trumpet so much. Imagine there are multiple instruments on it. There's the synth that you get that like brings in the entire song. You got so much percussion. You have multiple guitarists. And he's only going, trumpet! Yeah, the fucking trumpet. I love that trumpet. Everyone else in the band is like, we're doing so much work.
Yeah, there's not a lot of other songs that do this.
No.
But that just name the instrument as it plays.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being like the beginning or like, I don't know, like Phil Collins in the air tonight, he just screamed out, drums!
And then drums! Everyone else, I can feel it.
Now the rest of the instruments. I love to think too that he just was like, ooh, I know this one, the trumpet. Is that the trumpet? The trumpet!
The trump! Yeah, it's the trumpet!
All right, next line.
A little bit of Monica in my life.
It's the most famous part.
A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see.
So I broke this into halves because we need to talk about how these women are coming into his life.
Yeah, okay.
A little bit of Monica in my life.
I only am thinking about Monica Lewinsky now.
I know. It's been ruined by the Democrats.
I'm like, just leave her alone, man.
Leave.
She didn't ask for this.
Leave Monica alone, for real. A little bit of Erica by my side. Presumably at the same time that Monica is also in his life.
Okay, this is a dumb question, but this was like kind of pre-commercial cell phone use, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how he could have been with both at once then.
I think it's easier to be with both at once if he doesn't have to figure out what's going on with the other.
But they see each other. If I was like, oh, I'm hooking up with that dude, and he's got his arm around a different girl, I'd be like, veto, I'm going to go.
Well, presumably, he's got like a calendar system where it's like, I'll see you on Monday, and I'll see you on Tuesday.
Little bega, you dog, dude.
Right?
I don't know about that.
Germany.
A little bit of Rita is all I need. Great.
Well, obviously not true.
No, yeah, get rid of the other girls then.
That's just that you're just lying to my face.
However, a little bit of Tina is what I see. So
you're like, I need this other girl, but I see you.
Yeah.
And you're looking like pretty hot and like my dick's feeling pretty good about it.
It's like, I'm in love with Rita, but you are right in my eye line and I will not turn away.
Can I call you Rita? It rhymes with Trina.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. He's got his little situation worked out then.
Yeah, this must have been very easy for Lou. We're making it difficult. Anyone in here from out of town?
You don't try to like Brody Stevens your way out of this. Just let it go.
Oh, no. If I wanted to pander to Austin, I'd just list a bunch of things that aren't here anymore. Rest in peace to the original Emos. Emos D sucks. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You said a bad
thing. It's very easy. All right.
Don't hype with negative shit. What are you doing? Hell yeah. Austin. Capital City Bakery. No. I've been here once.
Austin doesn't like it when you go positive. You gotta shit on something.
Now I know. Thank you.
The new La Zona Rosa isn't the real La Zona Rosa. Yeah. I'm telling you, just go negative.
I'm being cyberbullied, but in real life.
Yeah. Next clip.
A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Who am I? Now he's making me have an existential crisis.
Whoever you are, it's like, also, you can join this roster. As long as you don't go in the sun, I can't have you at night, stay out of my eye line, I have a side chick, and also there's a girl in my life.
There's like no other dimensions left on his body.
Look, if you want to be up, like, above.
On the shoulders.
A little bit of me, yell up above.
That sounds like I'm God.
Yeah.
I really would like to have some clarification here. If this is like all in one situation or like a Playboy, this is more than seven women, right?
Well, he's definitely juggling them because here he says Sandra in the sun, but Mary all night long. So it's like the sun goes down and it's Mary's time.
Okay, I'd love to take a quick poll here because I think personally I would be like, the girl I spend the night with is my main girl.
Yeah.
But he's saying the girl he spends the day with is the main girl. I just need like noise.
And he said, that's why I put her in the sun.
Do you consider the day hookup? Wait, how do I say this with one noise? Okay. Do you say the night hookups are the real hookups? Cheer if you think that's true. Okay. You think the day hookups are the real hookups?
Whoa.
I'm wrong. I'm just wrong.
Well, a lot of people came out here with their day partners and were like, I gotta. Yeah. They're like, I can't cheer for the night part. What the fuck am I doing?
I am so sorry for
putting
you in this position.
Don't forget, it is 5 p.m.
Day partners, hell fucking yeah!
If we were doing the show 3 hours later, everyone just be like, night, 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 night.
It's fine. If it's awkward between you two, just be like, hey, that bitch was dumb, right? And bond over that. I'll let it happen.
She was talking crazy up there, right? And then he goes, a little bit of Jessica. Here I am.
Did he surprise her? He's like, uh-oh, I came to work.
Well,
she's
he kind of has to. All of these other girls have a point in time where it's like, this is when I'm with her. So Jessica's just like, whenever I see you. Here I am.
I'm just going to drop into your life unannounced whenever I have the time.
Yeah, he's got a lady addiction. And then he's
like a cool
also
dude.
Very cool dude. And then immediately goes to, still time, I'm your man. Come on. A little bit of you makes me your man.
A little bit. That might work if you led with that. You know what I mean? But like the fact that I just came last after you just told me about all of the women you're sleeping with, and then you're like, hey, but you too, sweetheart. I'm like, it feels like an empty gesture now.
How'd
you know?
You like to be mambo number 8?
There's how many women are listed in that chorus? Can you count?
7.
7. So that could be every day of the week.
Another thing. So he starts off by saying, I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. Never mentions Angela and Pamela again. Mentions Rita and Sandra every chorus.
You know,
doesn't mention the other women.
They probably got like a haircut.
Ooh, true.
And he was like, ugh.
Yeah, he's like, I'm glad I listed you guys first.
He's like, oh, cell phones don't exist yet. It's so easy to ghost you now.
It's weird that he said that because everyone's like, a what doesn't exist?
Mm-hmm. And he was like, don't worry about it. I have a cousin like The Rock did at Osama bin Laden's killing.
Yes. Go listen to the other episodes. We don't need to explain 9/11 to you. Another great part of this is what he ends it with, which is...
Is that isolated vocal or that's as mixed in the song?
This is someone did a cover of it, so it's not Lou Bega's wah, but it's pretty close.
So it's someone else doing an impression of the noise in the song?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sure.
Okay. It sounds like a bird, but yeah. I don't hate it. I like birds.
You gotta go pro bird here.
Let the record show I do like birds, so.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not Miel hates birds, and we set that record straight. All right, the next part is a long instrumental break. Wait.
Can you imagine? He just went back. He's like, I got to reiterate, this is still Mambo number 5.
Just because I listed Lady doesn't mean it's a different song.
I wish he would now.
I also wish he just put the applause back in the middle.
He just needed to boost himself up like every other verse. He's like, can we just get that applause back in here?
Ah! All right, the
Thank
real
you.
Next clip.
It's my favorite part. He's not talking.
No, yeah. When you get to the instrumental in the middle, it's actually kind of nice, and it feels like jazzy until you've heard it a billion times.
Wait, this part? Does this happen here? No.
No, he does come in right about now.
Right here.
Mambo number 5.
Gotta remind you again.
Don't forget. Google this later. Did Google exist yet?
99, yeah.
Did Google exist yet?
Yes.
But we were all using Ask Jeeves, right?
Don't fact check us. Yeah, we were all asking Jeeves. He has to reiterate the name of the song and then again throws in more. Ah!
The other thing is, I feel like, why did you name it Mambo number 5? Because so far you've mentioned nothing that has anything to do with Mambo or the number 5.
Why didn't he name it Mambo number 6? Just to show that this is like an add-on to Mambo number 5.
Better yet, just name it a little bit of.
Well, that's the parentheses after the Mambo number
5.
Why
not just make that the whole thing? It's not like I'm like, oh, remember that song, Mambo? No one only knows that because that's what he named it.
Yeah.
No one would gravitate towards that name organically.
He should have really consulted us back in 99.
I know. I was 10.
I was 7. I really could have helped with that list of ladies' names.
That would have been like my mom. mom.
Me. My sister.
And those are all the women in the whole world, so.
So just say those 3 times. next clip.
Mambo number 5.
Sorry, I isolated that again.
I wish more songs would do this when the chorus doesn't naturally incorporate the title. Just
yes.
Tell me. Like, I would love it if he was like, this is Bohemian Rhapsody.
I was just Bam-a-leo,
about to.
I was literally about to say in the instrumental, like, solo of Bohemian Rhapsody, he just went, Bohemian Rhapsody. Instant classic.
Yeah.
Unlike now where no one even remembers that song.
If only, man.
Yeah. Next clip.
Jump up and down.
Okay.
And move it all
we
around.
Gotta stop this one.
Yeah, we gotta get into what the... This part is also one of the big reasons we chose this. So here he names steps of a dance. If
Has
you do
anyone
those,
ever heard of the Mambo number 5? Like, this didn't really catch on, like, you know, that Superman or, like, the stanky leg or the whip. Like,
I wish this caught on. I wish I was seeing people just fucking shake their head to the sound and put your hands on the
ground. Dude, just play it. Let's just try
okay.
to do it.
Yeah, let's do the fucking dance for you now. Sorry, listeners at home, just imagine this and imagine.
Or try it, too, because yeah. like, I don't know what this is going
to
be like.
Pull off to the side of the freeway and try this dance in your car.
Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound. Put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one
Wait,
step
you
right.
You need to lift the hand up.
One to the front and one to the
Take
side.
A side.
Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it a little bit.
Did that look right?
All of these moves, you have to do it once and then immediately go back to square one. Or else
because you can't keep your hand on the ground.
Or else you're crab walking. And so there's a point. Okay, so jump up and down. Move it all around. Very vague. Just fucking move. Shake your head to the sound. Cool. Put your hand on the ground. Where are we?
Just touch it?
Just put your hand on the ground.
It sounds like I'm getting arrested.
Yeah. Read your Miranda rights.
Like, yeah, he's like, and then if anything you say may be used against you. Oh,
a little bit of don't speak. All right. And then, okay, take one step left. Easy. Take one step right.
It's like square dancing. What
cool.
are we doing?
Then one to the front. Easy.
Wait, but one. Okay.
One to the side.
Which side?
You literally just pick a side and hope the other person dancing by you doesn't do the same one.
Fuck.
Great.
Oh, this is good, though. Now we're behind.
This
maybe,
is good.
And then it wasn't in the lyrics, but maybe this is what he was intending.
Yes. He wanted one person to be covering up the other. And then clap your hands once. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, what? If it looks like what? It's a song. Then you're doing it right.
Honestly, he was probably just out of his mind on gin and juice.
Yes.
And was like, I don't fucking know, dude.
With his mind on his money and
I
his money on the trumpet.
I didn't even write this music. I'm just saying names. I didn't have an idea for this. You
also,
were like, let's record tomorrow. And I was like, fine, bro.
Yeah, I'll have some lyrics whipped up as soon as I beer bust. We don't have time to show the music video, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't show the dance
in the
video.
No, I watched it. He's just kind of doing like this, you know?
Just staying real low to the ground in case one of those women catches him.
No, there is like a sexy girl next to him, so he's standing like that, mm-hmm. and she's standing like this, and they're just kind of going like this.
Oh, okay. So they're just twerking?
I mean, my butt wasn't moving, but yeah, if that's what you call it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's all. He doesn't show us in the video either. I really hoped he would, and that maybe it would have like some time warp like numbers so I could follow along, because like I obviously
that would be great if
love
he gave us
to dance.
Diagram. But no, it's so fucking
It
weird.
Was just a throwaway, and now I feel really stupid, because like I believed him, you know? Like, I was like, okay, I mean, this is awkward, but like, I'm going to try your dance.
Imagine.
And then he just led me into fucking hell.
Yeah.
Right into hell. Imagine doing that at a party. You were like, oh, you never heard this song? And you were like, it's like the time warp. We're going to do it together. It's
Everybody
so
do that. Put your hands on the ground, everyone. Don't lift them off. It's like
You look so stupid.
It's like if the cha-cha slide was also a game of Twister. It's insane.
Two claps this time. Right foot on red.
We got to give another shout out to our sponsor for this episode, and that is SiriusXM. Thank you again to SiriusXM for sponsoring this very, very special episode of Punch Up the Jam live from Austin. It was such a blast to do, and you can hear that in the recording. And with SiriusXM, you are welcome to commercial-free music from every genre. You get live play-by-play sports, you get the biggest news and talk, and you get the hottest entertainment at your fingertips 24/7. If you want to try it out yourself, and you really should, you can head on over to SiriusXM.com/HeadGum, and you can try it and get yourself 2 months free with absolutely no obligations. So with that, you can try it out on your phone with the SiriusXM app, you can stream it online for free, or you can even play it in your car if it's SiriusXM ready, which so many cars are now. With SiriusXM, you get access to premium channels like Howard Stern, you can get Comedy Central, you can get E!, and you can get so many more. The show in Austin was such a blast to do. I can't repeat that enough. So thank you again to SiriusXM for making it available for download so that you all can hear it at home. Again, that is SiriusXM.com/HeadGum for 2 months of streaming absolutely free.
And then we go back into the instrumental, at which point it sort of changes.
That's not a trumpet.
No, it is not a trumpet.
Wah!
And yet, in the very next clip, he asserts that it is a trumpet.
That's a trumpet.
Trumpet. The trumpet.
He's getting it right.
This is like This is like a baby learning object permanence. Just like, what is a trumpet? A trumpet.
Trumpet.
Yeah.
Huh.
He was like
trumpet.
This is like those baby Einstein DVDs, except it's just the sound of a trumpet over and over, and it's like, yes, a trumpet.
You're getting it right every time.
A trumpet.
It's just the same instrument again, but you're still getting it right, I guess.
Yeah. You never fail with Lou Bega.
I mean, he's like trying, maybe trumpet's like, he just learned the word in English. What's trumpet in German? Okay.
this is a big German-speaking audience. What's trumpet?
It's probably like jar flute.
Let's not guess. although you started with jar, so I would love to hear where you were going.
Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar, yes.
Just say it really fast.
The Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, I'm going to get some schnitzel and Jar Jar Binks.
Sure.
Kind of sounds German.
Please don't email us, German listeners. We are already sorry. Next clip.
Mambo number five.
I almost forgot.
No, wait. You listen to this part after he says Mambo
okay.
number five.
Mambo number five.
What instrument was that? I feel like I just got sucked into an alien portal.
Yeah, I have no idea. That was like some Brian Eno shit in the middle of a song.
Sounds like someone right after they got the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah. How many times, I should have counted how many times he says Mambo number five in the course of this song.
That's three. Four, because he said ladies and gentlemen at the top.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, then Mambo number five, Mambo number five, Mambo number five. Yeah, that's
yeah, he
four.
Should modulate it like that every time. Mambo number five!
This is Mambo number five.
It's right. Almost as if the radio announcer was like, I'm just going to jump in here while we're having a Mr. Mel break. This, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number five.
You're listening to this, KCRW, Mambo number five.
Can't keep
I don't
a
know
real
any
station.
Other radio stations. It's 2018. We don't listen to the radio. You're listening to podcast. All right, next clip.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
It's not gonna work on me again, bud. You said that last time. I don't believe you.
Oh, come on. I showed you a dance.
Yeah, and you made me look really stupid in front of all my friends.
Yeah, this entire song sounds like you should be wearing like a suit that's three sizes too big and like a giant fedora and just swinging your arms wildly.
You know, it's almost just like, I just like wish we could call Lou Bega, you know?
Oh, if only we could, we can't. We don't have time.
Oh, that's fine.
The next line of the song.
What did he just say?
I do all I do to fall in love with a girl like you. A girl like
you.
Wait,
are you not in love right now? Are these women just objects to you? I thought the problem you were begging the Lord for help with was that you had too many women you liked a lot.
Well, he likes them just fine, but they also get sweeter, which presumably doesn't mean he likes them more. It's just like, ooh, this one's sweeter. What is that sound?
The taste. That's what he said! That's what he said!
No, he didn't!
Sweeter?
Yeah. Sweet also means kind.
So then the first one's just a real bitch.
Yeah! Angela sucks. Pamela's fine. Sandra's pretty nice. And Rita's a dime.
So that was our punch-up. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all for coming.
No. I'm just kidding!
Oh! Please don't accept that, because you're going to be very disappointed by what the actual punch-up is then. All right, so I do all I do to fall in love with a girl like you.
Yeah, is what? That's the next line.
That's very vague and fairly sweet until the very next line, in which he says,
you can't run, you can't hide, you and me gonna touch the sky.
These are not women choosing to be with Lou Bega.
Buddy, I've seen Room. I know where this is going. I don't understand. Is this like a cult fantasy?
Yes.
We're going to touch the sky.
That's why he's listed so many women, and then it's just like, and you can also join.
Oh, I didn't mean to make the noise from the song, but.
Oh!
That makes so much more sense. He's trying to start a cult.
Yeah.
That's why there's so many women. Okay. I'm happy with that.
You need women to start a cult.
I wish I realized this earlier before we did the punch up. That would have changed what I did.
You can't run and you can't hide.
He has captured them against their will.
And then you and me are going to touch the sky. Oh, no,
go
that's
to heaven.
Definitely.
Go
yeah,
to
that's
heaven
Heaven's
together.
Gate shit.
We're going to drink some poison.
What? You can't make the twist of your song, I'm in a cult.
Lou Bega did. If only we could call him.
I don't want to go back to Hey Jude, but what if it's like, Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Come and join me and drink this Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great punch-up.
It would. And honestly, John Lennon, call us, because we can fix that for you. That's the last clip of the song that is
Oh, lyrics. My God, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. It's over.
We did it.
No.
I mean, so if you haven't been to this show before, what we do at the end of every show is basically we fix the songs. Because a lot of these songs are fucking broken, and some of them are barely broken, but we still like to tinker with them anyway.
And we're very qualified to do so. I don't know if you remember what I said earlier. I did go to the wrong airport and miss my flight yesterday.
That is correct.
So we are extremely knowledgeable.
Yes.
And very qualified.
And for this, Miel went ahead and took the reins.
That's right. You know what? This is actually kind of crazy. I actually found online Mambo Number One.
Oh, great.
Which I can only guess is like, it must have just been like an early version. I don't know, maybe like one of his early rewrites.
Sure.
So if you just want to hit the music, I'll just try it out. I've never read this before, so I'm just going to try my best to like, you know, make it sound like it probably does sound. It didn't include the sheet music. It was just the lyrics, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just try.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Just go for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo Number
One. Again, I've never read this, so sorry, you know, I don't know what's gonna happen here. One, two, three, four, five, everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna. This week, there it is, a must. It's all the same so far, right? Okay. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita, and Jessica, and Jennifer, and also Katrina, and Cindy, and Mindy, and Casey, and Maisie, and Lacey, and Tracy, and there's another Tracy, Annie, and Fanny, and Sammy, my granny, Barbara, and also my trumpet.
Okay, I'm stopping that.
I just found it. I don't know what happened.
Don't clap for that. I knew that was not going to be great, so I'm sorry, I don't want to put you out, but I also did find the lyrics for Mambo Number Two online.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. Mambo Number One is probably an earlier rewrite. So yeah. Probably like two was
the
next one.
I mean, he did five of these, I guess.
When he took this one to the record label and they were like, this isn't working, he was like, oh, okay, I got another one.
Sure.
And that was this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go ahead and hit it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo Number Two.
Okay, I'm gonna need some space for this one.
Oh,
all
okay,
right.
Sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the club, now it's time to drive. Everybody stand up, cause here's your chance. I'm gonna teach you all to do the mambo dance. Stick your left leg out, put your right leg back. Swing your arms up and down like a jumping jack. Ball both of your hands up into a fist. Spin your head like the girl from The Exorcist. Do a backflip and then land on your hands. Wear your shoes like gloves, wear your shirt like pants. The very last step of the mambo dance, you gotta stand up and blow on your trumpet a little bit of...
I'm just gonna go ahead. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, it kind of just cuts off from there.
Yeah, you know...
So is that it? Are we?
I don't mean to be like, oh, it's all about me, but I did actually find Mambo Number Three.
Oh, great. Perfect. Cool. Do you want me to, is it on here already?
I loaded it in there. Again,
oh, yeah, I see it.
I didn't see the sheet music, so I'm just guessing.
We really should have read these beforehand.
I know. I'm so sorry.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a whack.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo Number
Three.
Sit down if that's cool.
Yeah, no, sit down. I haven't read it, so I don't know what's gonna happen, but I feel like you should sit down. 3, 4, 5. Do you ever think about how you're gonna die? So the liquor store around the corner, the boys say to stop breaking down, but I really don't wanna. I can't stop crying in my sleep. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Plato, Thoreau, Marx, and Whitman. I recently discovered existentialism. So what can we do? I really beg you, my lord. Only the dead have seen the end of war. Every day I wake is a day closer to death. I'm just worm food, the trumpet. I don't know. It must be where the talk is cheap line came from. That must be that full version.
It's weird that in all of these changes, he insisted that trumpet part stays in.
I know, that's crazy, right? It's like almost like he likes the trumpet.
Yeah, I see Mambo number 4 here.
No way!
Right now.
You found it?
I did. This is fucking crazy. I don't know what to... Is it cool if I... Can I do this?
I mean, it's fine.
Sorry, usually we rewrite our own, but if they're online, why not just do these?
Yeah.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number
4.
Okay, starts the same.
Oh, these are weird. One, two, also 3. That's the magic number if you're asking me, cause it's how many fingers that you'll need to play the T-R-U-M-P-E-T. Yeah, the trumpet, the best horn around. It turns me on when I hear that sound. I like Betty, Julia, Alice, and Gretchen, and those are the names of trumpets in my collection. I dress them up in a lady's wig. If you're thinking, did he fuck them? I certainly did. And hey, you'll never guess who I went to prom with. That's right, motherfuckers, a trumpet. A little bit of trumpet in the song. A whole lot of trumpet, throw more on. A little less percussion in this part. 3 times the trumpet, less guitar. Hearing other instruments makes me sick. If you don't like the trumpet, suck my dick. A little bit of trumpet gives it class. Replace all the instruments with that brass. Oh!
I only hear trumpets.
So it goes on for like 5 minutes. I'm gonna stop it.
Wow. That was...
So, yeah.
Lou Bega had sex with many trumpets.
At least 4, and gave them names.
I'm really glad we found those historical documents.
Yeah, thank God.
On the black web. That's a thing.
It's a real thing. Google it. Or ask Jeeves, you fucking teens. So is it time for Unpunchable Jams?
I think so. Okay, this is the last segment of our show. You're welcome. And basically, because we were just so rude and horrible for the last hour.
Sorry, Lou.
Sorry, I'm so sorry, Lou. Rip, not dead.
We don't know.
We could be. I didn't check 5 minutes ago, you know. We decided to end it on a good note, so we find songs that we truly believe are unpunchable. You can't make it any better.
Right.
It's
perfect
the best
songs. And we have a playlist of them that if you want to listen to them. They're on our website, and I think...
Although, I would like to say it's very fucked up because Jake Hurwitz chose Crash Into Me as his Unpunchable
Where are
Jam,
you?
Which we had already punched up.
Yeah.
So
it's a bad song.
It's fine, Jake!
Anyway, so we have a theme song for that, and here it is. Listen to this!
That is not the theme song. That is Demi trolling me. This is his personal Rickroll.
It's not a Rickroll, it's a perfectly fine song. Here's the theme song.
You can't punch this.
All right, Miel, do you want to go first?
Yeah, so mine, I was like, what's another song that always makes me want to groove but isn't horrible? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I chose a song inspired by Lou Bega's little baby tiny mustache.
That's why you chose this?
Hello, the connection is obvious.
That's not the... Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to make you guess. Who do you think I chose? Yeah, Prince, fuck you.
All right, fair enough. Did
you
someone over here say
like
Cisco?
Did he ever Cisco. Have a mustache?
No, Cisco does not have a tiny mustache.
Although, like, he should. Does anyone know Cisco's number?
How could you possibly not remember what Cisco looks like in this day and age?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, she chose Prince. What's
I chose
Prince.
Song? I chose Controversy.
That's right. Controversy.
Actually, though, this isn't my favorite part. My favorite part is where he goes, I wish we all were nude. I wish there was no black and white.
You should have told me that. I would have picked that.
That's okay. I actually don't remember all the words because I don't know what rhymes with nude after that.
I only remember... Dude. I only remember...
I wish we all were dudes. No, I don't think that's what it is.
It's like, whoa, very back and forth.
It's very good. And it if you haven't heard it again, you're welcome. It's great. I'm most interested, though, in what weird random disco song you chose as your Unpunchable Jam.
I was about to say, it's not a disco song, but I think it might count as a disco song. I really like disco. Anyway, it's
technically... Bring it back.
Thank you, one person who also likes disco. I'll see you at the roller rink tonight. it's technically not disco, but it might as well be, because I chose Peg by Steely Dan.
Hell yeah! I almost chose this.
You should have.
I thought that was so insane.
It is insane. I agree. I don't remember where I first heard this song, but I was watching Oh Hello again the other day, and it starts off the special, and it just makes me feel so good every time. It's such a great...
It's like, it honestly makes you feel good anywhere, it anytime.
Also, it makes me feel like I'm hosting a talk show and like walking off the stage like... Boom,
boom, boom. Again, anyway. You should be doing the Foley work for these songs, man. That is amazing.
Steely Dan, get in touch. I know you guys broke up like years ago.
Steely Danners! I don't know what they're called. Steely Dan fans!
We call ourselves Dan heads. No, we don't.
Dandruff. Heyo. Thanks.
Well, that's what your name means
go.
In Swedish. That's true.
Don't fact check that.
It's true, though.
I've been trying to shake this since middle school when I started.
You're not supposed
school.
To shake dandruff.
Cool.
Well, that's pretty much the end of our show, folks.
You can find us at punchupthejam.com.
You can email us at punchupthejam@gmail.com.
You can follow Demi at ElectroLemon.
Yep. You can follow Miel at Miel or at Miel Monster because Miel was taken. You can follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at punchupthejam. Thank you everyone for coming out. Hit that end theme.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.